Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are currently learning Perek Chafdalet, Chapter 24, and I believe this is Part 3. We're continuing this morning with Psukim Gimel and Dalet, while we're going to spend time comparing, actually connecting Gimel and Dalet, because Devar HaMelech does so, actually. But first, I want to comment on the Pasuk Gimel, because it's too famous to pass up on in terms of the Moser Haskil, the lessons and messages the Mefarshim have and take from this Pasuk. So let's start with Pasuk Gimel. Mi Yaleh V'Har Hashem, who, Devar HaMelech asks, will rise up to the mountain of God, Umi Yakum B'Mekom Kadesho, and who will stand in the place of his sanctity. So Rashi and Mitzudas David have a similar approach to this pasuk. Both of them point out, although different perspective a little bit, but Rashi points out that previously in the parak we mentioned that the entire earth, the Tevel, the Yoshiva, belongs to Hashem. Lashem Ha'aretz Umlo'ah. So everything belongs to God, which is true. We said that in the parak before. We know that to be true. Nevertheless, while everything belongs to God, it's under his control, not everyone is zocha to come to the highest level of closeness to God. We should make that distinction, Rashi says, that whereas everything belongs to Hashem, but not all are fit to come to close contact, so to speak, with Hashem. Only those inscribed, as we'll see in Pasuk Dalet, are going to have that bracha, to have that privilege. Alternatively, but similarly, Mitzudas David points out, that the same applies to coming to, literally, the Har Hashem, referring to, he says, the Beis HaMikdash. And even though, of course, every Jew is in God's earth and serves Hashem, but not everyone is zocha to come into the confines of the holy Beis HaMikdash. Only those who are worthy are able to do so. I wanted to share, before we go into the Pasuk Gimel and Dalet connection, the famous vort from the Kutzker Rebbe. So sharp always, that and so worthwhile to share. He pointed out, Mi Yaleh V'Har Hashem, Mi Yakum B'Mekom Kadesho, describing two different modes, two different successes in life. The Kutzker Rebbe said, as he always was very sharp, he said, Mi Yaleh V'Har Hashem. Now, who will ascend the mountain of God? Many can do that. Many can strive and climb, and many can attempt. But Mi Yakum, the word Yakum means to sustain themselves. But once you ascend the mountain, you have to be able to survive there, be able to sustain yourself there. So many will ascend the mountain, but not many will be able to maintain that level of Kedusha, to be able to stay close to God, and that was a Kutzker Rebbe's vort on this pasuk. Some Bali Musar point out that the way to achieve that, in fact, is, as the mashal in the pasuk is given, is about climbing the mountain. You know, somebody, and I'm scared of heights, so I can't even relate to this, but those who climb mountains know that you don't take big leaps or giant steps, you take very careful, cautious steps. And part of the reason people often will fall off after they achieve success in climbing towards God, they fall off, have a yerida very quickly, simply because they took too many steps too fast. So just like mountain climbing, if you take small steps, cautious steps, you will succeed, many Bali Musters say, in being able to not just climb the mountain of God, but also miyakum, bimkom kacho, to be able to stay there as well. But let's go back to our initial kavana here today, this morning, of making a kesher between Gimel and Dalet. If Pasuk Gimel asks the question, who is the kind of person who will ascend the mountain to be close to Hashem, Pasuk Dalet seems to give the answer, and it gives us three different criteria for who that is. Niki chapayim uvar levav, a person with clean hands and a pure heart. Asher lo nasel ashav nafshi, a person who has not sworn in vain by his neshama. Lo nishpa lemirma, has not sworn deceitfully. Now, a simple way to read this pasuk could be as the Radak beautifully points out, that the pasuk here isn't randomly listing qualities as it seems like it would be. Rather, it has one of each kind of mode. There's three qualities represented by actions, heart, and speech. Nechi kapayim is the action, lev is the thought, and oath, mishpa, shua, is speech. You have to be somebody who is careful, somebody who is successful in their actions, in their thoughts, and in speech, in order to ascend and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me share with you an amazing vort from the vision of the Rebbe, and it actually goes with the story. The story is told that somebody had this question, they followed the vision of the Rebbe out of shul one day and tracked him down and asked him this question. And he asked him, what does it take for a person to be able to achieve, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What would it take for a person? And how is this pasuk understood in terms of giving those requirements? So the vision of the Rebbe said, look at the Gemara, how they learn this pasuk. The Gemara Nida Das Lamed Amud Beis darshins this pasuk to be the following. Nikichas Haimuvar Levav, Asher Lo Nasal Ashav Nafshi, Velo Nishvel Mirma. That's the pasuk we just read. Clean hands, a pure heart, they didn't take an oath in vain. Well, Mahi Ashua, the Gemara asks, what was the oath, Shemashpino, so, that they made the person take? In other words, the Gemara is asking, when you were in the womb, when you were learning all that Torah with the Malach, apparently the Malach made you take an oath. What was the oath? Tehi tzadik v'al tehi rasha. You should be righteous, and you shouldn't be wicked. V'afilu kala olam kulo omrim l'cha tzadik ata haya b'nech k'rasha. And if all the world is saying you're a big tzadik, don't be so haughty. Consider yourself lower like a rasha. So the Gemara ends by saying, Hashem gave us a neshama. A neshama was for us tehora. Imata mishamra b'tara, if you guard it with purity, motzav, wonderful, v'imla, but if not, God forbid, hareini notla mimcha, take that neshama away from you. So Vision Rebbe said, Chazal here in the Gemara telling us the yisod of this pasuk. They tell us that when we were in the womb, Hashem made us take through the Malach the Shvua, this oath. What was the oath? We'll be righteous. We'll strive to be honest and good-hearted and a kind person and a Baal Chesed and to learn Torah and do mitzvos and be, as best we can, a tzaddik. And we took an oath on that. We swore that. So the oath was not to waste our neshama, chas v'shalom. And if we don't do that, if we can't do that, then we're violating our oath that we made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chazal is telling us here about this pasuk. A person has to realize, and the Gemara is really expressing that on this pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the gift of having a neshama. It's truly a gift, not to be taken for granted. And we made a shvua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he gave us this neshama, we would use it properly. And if we don't, God forbid, we are violating that sacred oath that we took in the womb. It's a reinforcement to remind all of us that we shouldn't take it for granted that we have every day, Baruch Hashem, it's a gift. Every day we get up and say, Mona Ani, and we're in good health, is a great gift. We should realize not just a gift because we're healthy, it's a gift because Hashem gave us once again every morning that neshama. We shouldn't waste it. We should chaperein. Take every opportunity to enhance, to cleanse that neshama, and hopefully in doing so, we'll elevate, as Pasuk Gimel says, to the Har Hashem, to the mountain of God, and not just elevate ourselves, ascend, but also, umiyakum, remain there until 120. Wishing all of you a wonderful and a meaningful day. Mir Tashem will continue with Pasuk Hei and the rest of the Perek next week.